This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. It's a good time to be a recruiter for the U.S. military. Applications are up as youth unemployment soars. So the Pentagon doesn't need as many young people as it did at the height of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that means it's harder to enlist. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
6 years ago, the military needed all the people it could get as it fought two big wars. Standards were lower. You didn't have to have a high school diploma. In fact, in 2007, only 79% of new Army recruits were high school graduates. Recruiters took just about everyone who walked in their door. Army Sergeant Richard Guzman remembers those days.
I started my recruiting duty in New York City back in 2005.
Back then, it was pretty common for the Army to grant waivers excusing past misconduct, even felonies. The recruiters request the waivers when they come across a recruit who seems promising but has a record. Sergeant Guzman says in 2005...
Like, every waiver was approved. I don't think I've never had a waiver disapprove. I mean, you know, I processed just, you know, applicants with, you know, possession waivers, rape, assault, felonies, drugs.
Sergeant Guzman is still requesting waivers, but now he's lucky to get 10% approved. If recruits have any blemishes on their records, let alone a felony, they're out of luck. And about 96% of the Army's new recruits in fiscal 2012 had high school diplomas.
Can't hear you.
Sergeant Guzman doesn't work in New York anymore. Now he heads the Army recruiting office in Silver Spring, Maryland. He says just look at the caliber of his latest recruits. There are six of them here at an orientation class, sitting in a circle, introducing themselves.
Hey, everybody. I'm Paul Driscoll.
Army recruit Paul Driscoll is 22. He graduated from high school in 2008, and he even has a few years of college under his belt. He says he always wanted to join the military, but he was surprised at how hard it was.
I had to do a lot of tests, physical tests and mental stuff. You know, checking out and make sure you're okay in the head. So much stuff that it was... It gets overwhelming sometimes.
Yes, the military is getting more picky. It doesn't have as many slots to fill, but also the youth unemployment rate is sky high. Michael Saltzman is research director at the Employment Policies Institute.
The teen unemployment rate has been above 20% for about 4.5 years now, which is basically something we've never seen before for young adults.
And even if these young adults land a job, they may not get benefits, which makes a military career with health insurance, a housing allowance, and money for college even more tempting. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.